Lions, you know, anybody watched the National Geographic shows or anything like that? Have you ever seen a lion? It's a known fact instinctively that a lion will die before he retreats. In my house, I have lions, eagles, and horses all over the place. You think you're at a farm or something at my house. The only problem is they're all like, you know, bronze statues and nice things, you know. But they're beautiful because, you know, Jesus is coming back on a horse. The eagle, you know, is symbolic for the prophet's office. Amen. And the lions, we just ain't going to quit. We're going to get in the face of it and just smack the devil upside the head. Are you there? Just smack him upside the head. Say, smack him upside the head.
Smack him upside.
Now, you can't find that in the scriptures, but but you can find it in, you know, 1 Philip chapter 3, verse 1.
Amen.
Pastor Philip, the book of Philip. Verse 1, if the devil's giving you a hard time, smack him upside the head. That'd be a good one, right? And that's the Phillips translation. There isn't actually J.B. Phillips translation. Yeah, so, but it's interesting anyway. But we love you tonight. God loves you so much. I can't tell you tonight how much he loves you. He is not done with you. The Bible says, he that began a good, and you did a nice job up there. Nice. Worship. Did the worship team do a nice job? Give the Lord a hand clap. I'm not sure who's heading it up. Could be Miss Regina. Yeah, yeah. What do they call you around here? Pastor Regina? Okay, yeah. All right, good. Pastor Regina. We're about honor around here. Let me tell you something. No sloppy nothing. Like honor, reporting for duty, sir. Amen? But, you know, we just love the things of God. We love to honor his servants. Amen? And getting back to what I was saying, and we'll get to that in a minute. He loves you so much tonight. Listen to me. There's nothing you can do to stop him from loving you. Nothing. In fact, Romans 8.